This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The heads of this country's biggest public employment retirement systems are meeting this week in Honolulu. Public employee pension funds took a big hit during the recession. In the 4 years since the recession officially ended, we've seen some improvements. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Between 2008 and 2009, state and local governments lost about 30% of revenues. David Drain is a researcher with the Pew Charitable Trusts. He says most of that was from their investments.
In equities and real estate and bonds and all those things that took a real hit when the markets tanked.
Things have improved since then. Jeffrey Brown is a business professor at the University of Illinois.
It is true that equity markets have done better over the last year or two.
But that can only do so much. The recession shed light on a bigger problem. When times were good, state and local governments didn't put aside as much money as they should have.
And when you do that for long enough, what happens in financial markets, while important, it pales in comparison to the size of the underfunding.
The concern is these plans will run out of money and future retirees won't get the benefits they've been promised. There are plenty of public employee retirement systems that are doing better, but that doesn't mean they're in great shape. The California State Teachers Retirement System, for instance, is the nation's second largest pension fund. And while the value of its portfolio is almost back to what it was before the recession hit, CalSTRS is still underfunded.
The hole in some of these states, like Illinois, New Jersey, California, and so forth, the hole is so large that really there's no way out of it without imposing pain on lots of people, including the people in the system, including taxpayers.
In some places, that started to happen. Tracy Gordon is with the Brookings Institution. She says people are coming to the table who haven't in the past to talk about changing cost structure and about raising the retirement age.
A lot of states have moved in that direction, but of course they're not going to see the benefits for several years.
Gordon says reform takes time, and it's not easy. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.